The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more with the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. So we have heard in the Gospel today that prayer will be answered if it's persistent. And you can see the connection from the last 2 Sundays. Do you remember what the last 2 Sunday was? 2 Sundays ago was the Good Samaritan. Your prayer should be converted into action. It cannot remain just a prayer. That's what the Lord was telling us during that Sunday. And last Sunday, what was the gospel last Sunday? "Martha, Martha, you are too busy that you did not pay attention to the gospel." The Lord tells us, yes, we need to go and act. We need to look for whatever we need. We need to help others, but without prayer, without recognizing that the one that is in heaven is the one giving us the strength, then nothing will happen. And so today the Lord tells us, keep praying, be persistent. In the first reading we hear Abraham praying, bargaining with the Lord, saying, "What if there is only 50 persons who are righteous? Are you going to destroy them with the whole town?" And at the end, the Lord said no, because the Lord is merciful. And so, just imagine whenever you are at home and then you see your kids sweeping the floor, making up the bed, coming to you and give you a hug and tell you, "Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you." And I think for sure that you will think in your mind, "What does this kid want again?" Yeah. Isn't it like that?
Yeah.
That's how it is. And I know also for sure that sometimes in your mind, in your heart, you are thinking as well, "When is this kid, when is this son of mine will come to me and say, 'Dad, I love you.' without asking anything in return. When is he going to do his bed? When is he going to help me with the dishes? Without asking anything in return. A normal feeling from parents. Of course, we want to be loved without anything in return. And so we turn the picture around. Most of the time we come to Mass. Most of the time we pray the rosary. We go to the Blessed Sacrament. We pray to the Lord before we go to bed. Why? Because we need something. I can imagine the Lord saying, what does he want this time? Well, actually, he knows already. But isn't it, sometimes maybe we could also go just out of love without asking anything in return? After all, his mercy knows what we need. And the more we love him, the more he will give us. So I would say the persistence is not just in prayer, but it should be on loving God. If your persistence is in loving God, despite of whatever is going on in your life, I'm telling you and I'm assuring you that sooner or later you will receive whatever you need, because he will not give you a snake when you ask for a fish. It's our Heavenly Father. He knows what we need. All we have to do is to love him, and he provides. And so that's why the Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to pray the Our Father. Now, forgive me if I use my cell phone. I didn't have the time to print it, but I write the Our Father. Whenever we pray Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Every time we pray it, at least we as religious and priests, we pray it at least 4 times a day. I don't know how about you. Maybe you pray it more when you pray the rosary. And so we are in the prayer of Our Father, we have all of these petitions, and we acknowledge God's presence, we acknowledge God's mighty power. But have we ever thought about what he is replying to us whenever we pray this prayer? What is his response to us when we say, give us our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses? And so I think that he is replying to us, my dear son, you who are on earth, make your life the better and best reflection of my image. Get yourself deeper into my kingdom and make every step of your life a decision, every gesture to be for the building of my kingdom, for me and with me. That is my will, on earth as it is in heaven. Take the bread, take the daily bread that I give you, and be conscious that it's not a privilege, but a miracle. I forgive you your sins. And so you forgive yourself and others. In every mistake of your brothers, forgive them as I forgive you. Fight so that you can remain in the right path, that I will always be with you, and do not be afraid of evil and anything wrong that could be in your life, because I, your God, your Father, have the last word.